Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yomayim by Avraham Goldreyer, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Ein Ches, the eighth parak Hazorik. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission states, Amar lo kinsi shtar chov zeh. If he told her, accept this document of debt, or she matzatu ma'achrub, or she found a document behind him, Korah Bahari Gita, and she reads it, and behold, it's her get. Ain't get ad sheyomer la hegitech. It's not a valid get until he tells her, here is your get. Similarly, if he gave it to her while she was sleeping, the get is ineffective until he tells her, here's your get. The question is why the get she found behind him takes effect after he tells her, it's her get. Havi leitli gitech mi al gabi karka. It's tantamount to telling her, take your get from the ground, which is invalid because it lacks required venasan, placing the get in her hand. It first answers, Shalafatu Machrab. She pulled it from behind him, where it was tucked into his belt, thus receiving it directly from him. But the Gemara persists that he must give it to her. It then answers, the Arkli Hartseva Shalafte. He bent his hip towards her, and she took it. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees with the Mishnah's ruling that he can say Higiteich afterwards. And he holds, Lolam Eino Get. It's never a get until he takes it from her. And he gives it back to her and tells her, this is your get. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes b'rushuso rabim v'zarkula. If she was standing in a public domain and he threw the get to her, karavla megareshes. If it landed close to her, she's divorced. Karavlo ena megareshes. If it landed close to him, she is not divorced. Mechsa omechsa megareshes ve'ena megareshes. If it was halfway, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt. The same applies to a thrown condition or payment of a debt. Rav explains the terms, arba amos shela zel karavla. Within her four amos is close to her. Arba amos shalo zel karavlo. Within his four amos is close to him. Regarding halfway, the Gemara concludes that it refers to conflicting testimony where one pair of edim says it was within his four amos and invalid, and another pair says it was within her four amos and valid. Rabbi Yochanan says it can be considered close to someone even if it's 100 amos away, and Rabbi Shimon bar Abba explained, "Uyakol shomro v'hi eno yachol shomro." If he can guard it but she cannot guard it, it's considered close to him regardless of its location. If she can guard it, but he cannot, it's considered close to her. If both can guard it or neither can, it's considered halfway. Finally, Shmuel told the son of Yehuda that it is only considered close to her where she can bend down and pick up the get and instructed him to only validate a get which was placed in her hand. And point number three, Rav Chisda says, get biyado u mashicha biyado. If the get is in her hand, but a string attached to it is in his hand, im yachol natko u'havio etzlo, in a megareshes. If he can pull the get and bring it to himself, she is not divorced, vim lav megareshes. But if he cannot because she's tightly gripping it or because the string would snap, she is divorced. The reason she's not divorced when he can pull the get away is, be'in increases v'leika. We need a complete severance for divorce, and it's lacking where he can retake the get. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Amar lo kinsi shtar chov zeh, if he told her, accept this document of debt, or she found a get behind him, Korah, Bahari Gita, and she reads it, and behold, it's her get, eno get ad sheyomer la hegiteich, it's not a valid get until he tells her, here is your get. Similarly, if he gave it to her while she was sleeping, the get is ineffective until he tells her, here is your get. The question is why the get she found behind him takes effect after he tells her, it's her get. It's tantamount to telling her, take your get from the ground, which is invalid because it lacks required venasan, placing the get in her hand. It first answers, Shalafatu Machrab. She pulled it from behind him, where it was tucked into his belt, thus receiving it directly from him. But the Gemara persists that he must give it to her. It then answers, the Arkli Hartseva Shalafte. He bent his hip towards her, and she took it. In a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees with the Mishnah's ruling that he can say Higiteich afterwards. And he holds, Lolam Eino Get. It's never a get until he takes it from her. And he gives it back to her and tells her, this is your get. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes b'rushuso rabim v'zarkula. If she was standing in a public domain and he threw the get to her, karavla megareshes. If it landed close to her, she's divorced. Karavlo ena megareshes. If it landed close to him, she is not divorced. Mechsa omechsa megareshes ve'ena megareshes. If it was halfway, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt. The same applies to a thrown condition or payment of a debt. Rav explains the terms, arba amos shela zel karavla. Within her four amos is close to her. Arba amos shalo zel karavlo. Within his four amos is close to him. Regarding halfway, the Gemara concludes that it refers to conflicting testimony where one pair of edim says it was within his four amos and invalid, and another pair says it was within her four amos and valid. Rabbi Yochanan says it can be considered close to someone even if it's 100 amos away. And Rabbi Shimon bar Abba explained, "Hu yachol shomro v'hi eno yachol shomro." If he can guard it, but she cannot guard it, it's considered close to him, regardless of its location. "Hi yachol shomro v'hi eno yachol shomro." If she can guard it, but he cannot, it's considered close to her. If both can guard it or neither can, it's considered halfway. Finally, Shmuel told the son of Yehuda that it is only considered close to her where she can bend down and pick up the get, and instructed him to only validate a get which was placed in her hand. And point number three, Rav Chisda says, get biyado umashicha biyado. If the get is in her hand, but a string attached to it is in his hand, im yachol natko uhavio etzlo in megareshes. If he can pull the get and bring it to himself, she is not divorced. Vim lav megareshes. But if he cannot because she's tightly gripping it or because the string would snap, she is divorced. The reason she's not divorced when he can pull the get away is bein increases veleika. We need a complete severance for divorce, and it's lacking where he can retake the get. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Ches, and this Siman was suggested to us by Jeremy Shiewitz from Woodmere, New York, and by Yeshua Eisenberg. They both suggested that Ayin Ches is a child going ugh, but in this case, it'll be a husband going ugh. So here goes. The frustrated husband who held up a green ugh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here's your get," and then held it up again when he threw it to her in Rishus HaRabim and it landed closer to him. Didn't realize he was going to strike out a third time when he attached a string to the get he gave to her that he could pull towards him. So once again, in slow motion. The frustrated husband who held up a green ugh sign. Ugh, that must be on Daf Ayin Ches. Ugh. The frustrated husband who held up a green ugh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here's your get," which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Amar lo kinsi shtar chov zeh. If a husband told his wife, "Accept this document of debt," or she found a document behind him and she reads it and behold, it's her get, it's not a valid get until he tells her, "Here's your get." The Gemara further clarifies the parameters of this case. So the frustrated husband held up a green ugh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here's your get," and then held it up again when he threw it to her in Rishus HaRabim and it landed closer to him, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes Rishus HaRabim v'zarkula. If she was standing in a Rishus HaRabim and he threw the get to her, karvla megareshes. If it landed close to her, she's divorced. Karvlo ena megareshes. If it landed close to him, she's not divorced. If it was halfway, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt. The same applies to a thrown kedushin or payment of a debt. Different opinions are given regarding what defines close to her, close to him, and halfway. So the frustrated husband who held up a green ugh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here's your get," and then held it up again when he threw it to her in her Rishus HaRabim and it landed closer to him. Didn't realize he was going to strike out a third time when he attached a string to the get he gave to her that he could pull towards him, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, that if the get's in her hand, but a string attached to it is in his hand, if he can pull the get and bring it to himself, she's not divorced. But if he cannot, because she's tightly gripping it or because the string would snap, she is divorced. The reason she's not divorced when he can pull the get away is bein increases veleika. We need a complete severance for divorce, and it's lacking where he can retake the get. So once again, the frustrated husband who held up a green ugh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here's your get," and then held it up again when he threw it to her in Rishus HaRabim and it landed closer to him. Didn't realize he was going to strike out a third time when he attached the string to the get he gave to her that he could pull towards him. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Ayin Dalet. So the Siman Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must be more in Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court who testified that the husband said to his wife, "This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz," which reminds us, the Gemara brings him out because when does a get take effect if it was given on condition that the wife gives him money? Rav Huna says, "V'hiti ten," and she gives it meaning that she's divorced retroactively, provided she eventually pays. Rav Yehuda says, "V'kashiti ten," she's divorced when she gives it, but not before. If the get is destroyed before she pays, it's invalid, according to Rav Yehuda. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court who testified that the husband said to his wife, "This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz," but then changed his mind and said, "This is your get on condition you give me my cloak," before discovering his wife lost his cloak, which reminds us, if one said to his wife, "This is your get on condition you give me my cloak," and she lost his cloak, the Tanakhama holds the cloak itself must be given and she cannot fulfill the condition. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Titin lo es demeo," she can give its equivalent value. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court, who testified that the husband said to his wife, "This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz," but then changed his mind and said, "This is your get on condition you give me my cloak," before discovering his wife lost his cloak, shocked the jury when he said the husband finally gave up and said, referring to the 200 zuz, "They are forgiven to you." Which reminds us, Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochan what the halacha is if one gave a get on condition she gives him 200 zuz, and he later said to her, "They are forgiven to you." He explains that even according to the Rabbanan, who said that the condition to give a cloak cannot be substituted with money, perhaps they would agree that where he completely forgave the payment, it is tantamount to receiving it. On the other hand, although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the condition to give a cloak is fulfilled with money, that may be because she appeased him with money, but perhaps forgiving it entirely isn't effective because he didn't receive anything from her. Daf Ein Hey. So the Simmer Daf Ein Hey is an Am Haaretz. So here goes. The Am Haaretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Hey. The Am Haaretz and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, which reminds us, the previous daf quoted in the Mishnah said that initially one who bought a home in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, which the seller may redeem for a year, would hide on the final day to prevent the seller from redeeming it. Hil Hazakan enacted that the seller can place redemption money in a designated chamber and repossess his home, and the buyer can retrieve his money when he wishes. Rava deduced that without Hil's takana, the seller could not make the payment against the buyer's will. This indicates that generally, nesina bal korche lo havya nesina, giving something to a person against his will is not considered giving. Therefore, if a get was given on condition that the wife pays 200 zuz, she can only pay with his consent but cannot force him. A papa rejects Rava's proof. So the Am Haaretz and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, which reminds us, if one said, "This is your get on condition that you return the paper to me," Megareshes, she's divorced. The Gemara, how is she divorced if the get will only take effect once it leaves her possession? And brings a Merayim who has three disqualifications of the condition which allow the divorce to take effect without its fulfillment. Either the Tanai was not kafu, it wasn't doubled, the Maisa was before the Tanai, or it was a case of a Tanai who Maisa bedavar echad, both the condition and the act involved the same item, referring to the get. So the Am Haaretz and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, or how a woman divorced on condition she nursed the son fulfilled her condition only after one day, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, if one said, "This is your get on condition that you nurse my son," she must nurse him for 2 years according to the Tanna Kamma, or 18 months according to Rabbi Yehuda to fulfill the condition. Rashi adds that the service of the father is until he dies. If the son or father died before the condition was completed, the get is valid since the service isn't needed. Our Mishnah contradicts a brisa which teaches that a single day is sufficient to fulfill the condition. Rav Chisda answers, the brisa is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who interprets conditions leniently. Two other opinions are brought to explain the brisa. Daf Ein Vav. So the Simmer Daf Ein Vav is an IV. So here goes. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then, "This is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, "This is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died." So once again, it's a motion. The poor wife on the green IV, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, which reminds the Gemara discusses what if a husband makes one condition before two edim, and then makes a different condition before other edim. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then, "This is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says, "This is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, and he was constantly going and coming, since he was not alone with her, it's a valid get. The Gemara wonders why the get is valid, since he didn't leave her presence for 30 days, and it brings two different explanations. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then, "This is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, "This is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died," which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, if one says, "Har zikitech im lobasi mekanva ad yud beis chodesh," "This is your get if I have not returned in 12 months, and he died within the 12 months, it's not a valid get since it takes effect after his death. But if he said it should take effect from now, if he does not return, it is effective even if he dies during the 12 months. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The green goat, that must be more on Daf Ein Zayin, aze. the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, Hazorik get le'ishta, one who throws a get to his wife, v'hi betok beso betok chatzera, and she was in her house, or her courtyard, hides a magaresha, she's divorced, when it lands on her property, even without reaching her hand. A brisa provides a source from a pasuk in Nosim b'yoda, and he shall place the get in her hand. Ainly ela yoda, I would only know placing it in her hand affects divorce. Gogo chatzera b'karfei from a nine, from where do I know that placing in her roof, her courtyard, or her enclosure is also sufficient? Talmud lomar v'nasan mikomoko. Therefore the Torah says, and he places, teaching the get takes effect anywhere in her domain. A similar drush is made regarding a thief, and the Gemara explains why both drushes are needed. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, which reminds us, the Gemara is how a woman takes possession of a get with her chatzer, masha kansa isha kana bala, whatever the woman acquires, the husband acquires. Since the husband retains rights in his wife's property, the get doesn't fully leave his domain by entering her chatzer. Two answers are offered, the second one being by Rav, who says, gita v'chatzera ban ke'echot, her get and her chatzer come simultaneously, meaning the possession of the get and her exclusive ownership of her chatzer, which enables possessing the get, occur simultaneously. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, even though she was away on vacation in Tveria, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that placing the get in her chatzer affects divorce. Ula says, v'hishol medes b'tzad beisa b'tzad chatzera, this applies only if she's standing near her house or her chatzer. Rabbi Oshia says, afili b'tveria b'chatzera b'tzipori, even if she's in Tveria and her chatzer is in Tzipori, or the reverse, she is divorced. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we discuss a woman who found the get behind her husband? That's on Duff. Ein Ches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff would be the case for the house seller buying back his home according to Hillel's Takana? And the question if Nesina Balkorcha is a Nesina, that's on Duff. Ein He. Good. Number 3. Which Duff to weave a Malchokas if the woman must be near her Chatzer for the get to take effect? That's on Duff. Ein Zein. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you know, if one says, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, and he was constantly going and coming since he was not alone with her, it's a valid get, that's on Dove. Ein Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss a husband who threw the get to his wife in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and the dinim of if the get is closer to him, to her, or halfway, that's on Dove. Ein Ches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss the case if the husband makes a condition before two Edim and then makes another condition before other Edim? That's on Duff. Ein Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss how we know a woman possesses a get when it's thrown into her chatzer? That's on Duff. Ein Zein. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we discuss the case of a get that's in her hand, but the husband has a string attached to it in his hand, and he can pull the get towards himself? That's on Duff. Ein Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have a makosa of the status of the woman whose divorce is pending? Is she considered fully married, or divorced and not divorced? That's on Duff. Ein Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is if the husband forgives the condition on his wife to give 200 zuz? That's on Duff. Ein Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.